Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is another beautiful day, so I am poolside with your daily comedy news. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack. Did you see the rumors that former President Trump had possibly worn his pants backward? It turned out he did not. He had his pants on properly, but that doesn't mean there weren't plenty of jokes. Jimmy Kimmel said, you know, usually if you got this close to Trump's crotch, he'd pay you $130,000. We should just go home. Nothing's going to top that joke. That joke is fabulous. Jimmy Kimmel again. Poor Mike Pence didn't even know which end to kiss. It was very confusing. Fallon, it looks like Trump bumped into something and his pants deployed in an airbag. Corden, even Trump's pants lie. Seth, again, let's be clear. He did not put them on backward, which is good for Trump because it would be very embarrassing to be the first president to put your pants on backwards as opposed to what he is. The first president where everybody believed it was at least possible, where even his own supporters had to say, no, look, those are pleats, right? Seth, Colbert, either he shares a tailor with a Ken doll or he spends so much time yanking stuff out of his keister, it just helps to have the zipper back there to make it easy. Colbert, it raised a lot of questions like, how did he zip the pants? Was his belt also on backward? And how lucky are we that this man no longer has the nuclear codes? Colbert, on Twitter, the former president quickly drew comparisons to 90s child hip-hop duo famous for wearing their pants backwards, Crisscross. That's ridiculous. Their initials are KK, which is one less than the ex-president prefers. Wow, great set of jokes there. From JS Online, comedian Dave Chappelle will be the first comedian to headline Summerfest's biggest stage in its history. The Milwaukee Festival announced that Chappelle will headline the American Family Insurance Amphitheater on September 11th. Tickets go on sale June 11th. Don't miss out. There has never been a stand-up comedy headlining show at the venue in the amphitheater's 34-year history, but comedy has long been a part of Summerfest's identity, we have learned. Bob Hope was one of the festival's first big headliners. He did two nights at County Stadium in 69 before the festival relocated to what is now called the Meyer Festival Park the following year. And George Carlin, arrested in 1972 for performing his Seven Words You Can't Say on Television bit. That's one of the festival's most famous moments. Pretty cool. Other performers that have played there over the years, Jay Leno, Billy Crystal, Jon Stewart, Tracy Morgan. And while Summerfest officials bill Chappelle's show as his festival debut, he actually played the festival in 1999. Don't tell them. In 2006, Lewis Black said at his Summerfest show that he would headline the following year, but it never happened. There was no stand-up comedy at the festival at all from 2008 to 2012. Lewis Black headlined in 2013, but there has not been a stand-up show at Summerfest since. Summerfest calls itself the world's largest music festival. So many other people playing there. Weezer, I might have to go. Summerfest is September 2nd to September 18th. I would call that Septemberfest. Why don't you guys have it in, you know, the actual summer when we're not back in school and stuff? But I digress. Speaking of Dave Chappelle, he has a surprise guest on his podcast. That podcast came out yesterday. The guest, David Letterman. This is not new stuff. Chappelle's podcast, The Midnight Miracle, was recorded during the comic's 2020 summer camp in Ohio. So presumably this was recorded when Letterman came by there last year. Page Six has recently reported that Dave Chappelle is putting on outdoor comedy shows in Ohio again this month. Pretty cool. This next story, a little different, and let me read you a headline. Jeff Singer, Just for Laughs new faces booker, resigns after using racial slur. Let me jump in here. I know Jeff. We aren't tight, but I did work with him for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. He was the booker on a show I produced back at SiriusXM. So I know Jeff. Let me read you the story and then I will comment. Jeff Singer, the influential talent booker behind Just for Laughs New Faces Showcase, resigned from the Montreal-based comedy festival this weekend after an incident in which he repeatedly used the N-word in front of auditioning comics. On June 4th, comedian Mehran Kajani posted to social media about Singer recently using the N-word at a club show. He said he was just repeating verbatim the language of a person of color he was talking to. People tried to stop and educate him, and he just doubled and tripled down. Johnny also alleged that at a JFL audition years earlier, Jeff Singer dismissed his comedy, telling him, "I've seen gay before." The comic continued, "This guy has, for the full span of my own career in comedy, gatekept a major showcase for talent in my industry. He doesn't see gays or women's or people of color or any combination, therefore, in a progressive or even-handed way." After that post, other comedians began to chime in about their own experiences with Jeff Singer over the years. Comedian Jen Kirkman tweeted a thread of anonymous claims of sexism against the Booker, writing, "He's been at it for decades, and accusations of his sexism, homophobia, racism are many." Singer took to Facebook on June 6th to apologize for the incident in which he repeatedly used a racial slur and to announce he had resigned from Just for Laughs, saying, "I was at a comedy club having a conversation with some people, and I made a huge error in judgment. I asked a question and repeated back a phrase that someone said, and it was completely wrong to do that. There was no malice when I said it. Nevertheless, it was 100% wrong, and I should have known better immediately. Clearly, it was insensitive, and I deeply regret it. To that end, I submitted my resignation to Just for Laughs over the weekend. I have learned from this experience and will make sure it never happens again. I sincerely apologize privately to the ones directly affected. I apologize to anyone else I offended that night from my thoughtless words. I am imperfect and will take away everything I can from this to do better." Singer did not address the allegations of sexism and homophobia in his statement. Just for Laughs released a statement saying, "We acknowledge those who came forward this past weekend and share their experiences. JFL has a commitment to listen and provide a safe and respectful workplace. To that end, Just for Laughs has a strict code of conduct policy. We do not tolerate abusive, inappropriate, or vexatious behaviors. Anyone working with Just for Laughs must treat fellow artists, industry employees, and audiences with equality, respect, and dignity." So as for the individual comedians and the accusations they've made, I have no insight whatsoever into that. So we're the booking process at Just for Laughs. I did put together Just for Laughs radio for SiriusXM at one point. I know the Just for Laughs people, decently well. Wouldn't call myself an insider, but I know them. As for Jeff, in my personal experience, never encountered anything like this. So, the headline caught me by surprise. So I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying it never happened around me. Unfortunate situation all around. From Deadline, have you heard the one about the big comedy festival? Netflix is a joke. This was going to be a big festival in spring 2020, but it was postponed. I don't know if you heard there was a pandemic last year. It's been rescheduled for 2022, April 29th. So, we're a little out in front of this announcement here. Netflix. Now, last year, had they had it, the lineup would have been Ali Wong, Amy Schumer, Bill Burr, Dave Chappelle, David Letterman, Jamie Foxx, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Kevin Hart, Martin Lawrence, Sebastian Maniscalco, the cast of Schitt's Creek, and more. There was also going to be a christening of The Hall, which would have been a Hall of Fame honoring George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Joan Rivers, Robin Williams. Organizers had set Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Chris Rock, Billy Crystal, Whoopi Goldberg, Jerry Seinfeld, Sarah Silverman, Wanda Sykes, and others to celebrate and induct the honorees. So you can see how huge that would have been. So we'll see. Netflix is a joke comedy festival coming April 2022. Jeff Foxworthy is on tour. If you like pre-sales, well, there's one at 10 a.m. this morning. Hope you downloaded the podcast pretty early. Otherwise, tickets go on sale to the general public Friday, June 11th at 10 a.m. The tour kicks off in Bowler, Wisconsin, but it does include a stop at the Fox Theater in Atlanta, where Jeff will film a comedy special. Looking forward to that. Jeff Foxworthy is a great guy. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. Sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but it was good for me. I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, if for some reason you and the therapist are I'm not feeling it, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's Batteries.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
I got a review on Apple Podcasts. 1 star. This from JLSFCA, who writes, he gets into too much political crap. Stick to the funny stuff. All right, I will comment on that. I don't think I set out into the podcast to be particularly political. I'm guessing you're seeing a reflection of the late night jokes. Obviously, today's late night jokes were making fun of Donald Trump. When I listened back to yesterday's podcast, there was a mix of Trump jokes and Biden jokes. So for me, I'm just reporting on what's out there. I guess you could say I've made fun of Greg Gutfeld's show on Fox. Yes, that is true. But I don't really come into this with any sort of bias. I'm more looking for wherever the funny is. But I do thank you for listening, and I invite other reviews on Apple Podcasts. Kevin Hart is creating an all-new comedy competition series. Do we go like 2 days on this podcast without Kevin Hart announcing a new project? It's unbelievable. This one is called Lyft Comics, Lyft with a Y. Yeah, there's a sponsor involved here. This is from Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud multi-platform comedy brand. Lyft Comics follows up-and-coming comedians as they go undercover as Lyft drivers to try their material on unsuspecting passengers. Hey, Lyft, I don't want that. I just want to get in the car, and I want the driver to shut up while I play on my phone and completely ignore the driver because I'm an antisocial psychopath. Please don't do comedy material at me, or I will use rival service that does not have comics doing material. Okay? Keep the car quiet, Lyft. Lyft Comics will see which comic can get the most laughs from the back seat. To make the series a little tougher, each comedian will only have 3 car rides to gather the laughter. At the end of each episode, Kevin Hart will arrive to crown the winner. I have a question. Am I signing a waiver when I get into the Lyft, or are you guys doing that retroactively, or is this whole thing fake? Because, you know, I don't know, maybe California has different rules and you can just film me and put me in your comedy special when I think I'm taking a cab ride. Outside my expertise, I am not a lawyer. Kevin Hart tweets, excited as hell about my projects that are releasing this month, getting better with time, constantly challenging myself to find different levels of happiness and excitement and new directions of creativity, truly checking a lot of boxes, and I know nowhere near finished. The 6-episode series debuts Monday across LOL's OTT network and partner channels. And from the AV Club, hide the children, this story's a little naughty. Albuquerque's mayoral race is heating up to the point that residents have begun deploying weaponized flying dildos in an attempt to determine its outcome. Yeah, you heard the sentence correctly. The first volley in this escalation of political tactics took place last Tuesday when candidate Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez III was fielding a question from the crowd. The AV Club says during his answer, a well-hung drone approached the stage and was about to hit him in the head, and I love the phrasing on this sentence, before it was jerked away by a bystander. Well done, AV Club. A staunchly anti-Gonzalez Twitter account called Dongcopter505 tweeted out a clip of the dildo drone strike and issued a statement about the event. From the desk of Dongcopter505, that statement from the desk of Dongcopter505 said, to be clear, the actions of Dongcopter 505 are not directed by any other person or entity, and Dongcopter 505 likewise does not direct the actions of others. I tried to keep a straight face through that story. That is hilarious. That is your comedy news, Poolside Edition. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. If you like what I do, I could use a nice coffee. It's a little hot out here. If you go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, you can drop $5 in the tip jar. I will take your money. I will go to National Donuts chain and I will buy a large iced coffee and I will drink it while recording my podcast outside. See you tomorrow.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.